Okay, Rashi, Kuf, and Zainam, and Aleph from the Gemara. Yivoyalu Hafora. So Mishnah used a lashon of Hafora, the Masnisin. Bein Litzarech, Bein Shalol Litzarech HaShabbos. Maybe there the halacha is, even if it's not a Shabbos need, you can still be mefer. The Gabi Hafora, B'yam Shamoy Ksib. It says, you're mefer the day that he hears. If he doesn't do the hafora today, when he hears, that's it. He loses his opportunity. So possibly, therefore, we're going to allow him to do it. Whatever need, whatever it's about, we'll allow him to do, because otherwise he loses his opportunity for hafora. Good morning. How are you? Shelo letzarech in. However, when it comes to hatoris nedarim, we say if it's not Latzarech Shabbos, no. Why? The Yochel Lishol L'Mocher. You could do that tomorrow after Shabbos. Shum Halchi Mafleg L'Hu Me'Adarim. That's why the Mishnah lists them separately. Mefir Nedarim B'Shabbos. When Yishol Nedarim Shehem Latzarech HaShabbos. Malachatoni Mefir When Yishol Nedarim Shehem Latzarech HaShabbos. Zolay Koy Latzarech Ela Shelo. So it doesn't want to say there's one group you can be Mefer and Nishol Lutzarech, because that's not true. You can be Mefer even not Lutzarech. You can only be Nishol Lutzarech. That is the Gemara's question. Based in his Chacham. Where it says that the foreign doesn't need a best, and Shela needs a best. So Rashi says that there is a case where you can be initial to one chacham, but that's you need an outer person to intervene. Chacham is student. Lishnach bini boy lehu. The tzarech aktavayu koi. We want to know, is the tzarech going on both? And therefore, Hafor Sadorim is Me'es Le'es. Is it going on Haforah Va'ashelo? Aval Hafor Shlo Letzarech Lo'i. You can't be made for the Dorm which are not Letzarech Shabbos. So Alma, that would indicate that Hafor Sadorim is Me'es Le'es. You have 24 hours for Hafor Sadorim. B'zesh Hashomer B'Shabbos. Yechol Lo'hofer Mishetech Shach. B'sech Me'es Le'es. Shal Shmiya. He can be made for after the sun sets, because it's still within the 24 hours and the time that he heard. Therefore, there's no need to be matir, to be made for a neder which is not Letzarech Shabbos. The Mora says, do you say that it's separate? And then Hafor Sadorim was called Yoim, which means Achatech Shach Basuloi, only till the sun sets and it becomes dark, and not beyond that. Even if he heard immediately prior to that, see, he heard about it at 8 o'clock, by the time darkness sets in, he can't be made for anymore. Hilkoch, if that's true, I feel the Shalot Tzarech, because that would allow you to be made for, even if it's not the Tzarech Shabbos. Because he's going to lose his opportunity to be mefer. So the Mora brought a Rab Zuti, the way Rab Papi, referred to Litzarech Shabbos. I'm a force of dorm in Me'es Leis. He holds that force of dorm is 24 hours. Shal Shmi, from the time he heard it. Tichol Shal Litzarech, if it's not Litzarech Shabbos, Loi. This is all derived from the fact that he only permits the tzarech. The Mora says we have a mission in the Dorim, which says the forest of Dorim is only kol hayom, and the head has, it gives you a lahakul lahachmer. Klamer pamim sheyesh shows gadol pamim shein el mat. That can sometimes give you a lot of time, sometimes give you a little bit of time. So lahakul lahachmer is not. Doesn't mean l'hokul l'hachmer as opposed to something else, as compared to something else. Because the other thing you would compare it to was Me'es Le'es. This only has lahakol, not lahachmir, over meis leis. Am I making sense? Yeah? All right. In other words, the Mor says that a fourth of dorm is till sunset, and this has in it an element of kula, an element of chumra. Now, usually with an element of kula and chumra, you're comparing it to something. Mm-hmm. Well, this is more mekel or more machmer than X. So what's the other option? Other option is to say a fourth of dorm was 24-hour period. So saying that... So saying it's only that you have that day and that's it is always going to be less. It's never going to be more than 24 hours. Right? So it's only l'hakol, not l'hachmer. So Rashi says it doesn't mean l'hakol l'hachmer as compared to something else. It just means this halakha that you have within that day will sometimes be very limiting and sometimes will be a little more expansive. If he hears about it first thing at night, he has almost 24 hours till the next night. If he hears about it at 5 minutes before Shkia, he has 5 minutes. So that's what the Hakol L'Hachmer means. Okay. So more answers. He's saying the halacha of. How would that fit with the concept of a forced dorm is only that day? So more says in Chalakus Tanoim, whether a forced dorm is 24 hours or only that day. So the Gemara, Nishal Min Adorm. So the Mishnah said you can be Nishal Adorm, which are Tzarech Shabbos. Boy Luhu. We have a question. Kishaloy Hoyerloy Penai. This halacha that we're Nishal is only in a case where he did not have time before Shabbos to take care of it. So therefore he's like an onus. But a case where he had time to take care of it, he didn't take care of it, we're not going to allow Hatar Sadorim on Shabbos, because he should have taken care of it before Shabbos. Is that the case? Is that true? Or, oi, maybe, Dilma, afilo hoyul penai, even if a person had time before Shabbos, Chazal allowed you to be mazur on Shabbos. Toshma, these da kiku le rabbonon, Rav Zutra bereid Rav Zera. The Chachamim responded to the request of Rav Zutra bereid Rav Zera to be mazur neder for him. Meshar le nidre, they were mazur as neder, avagav dahavi le pinai. So apparently these Tamina Chachamim understood the halacha of our Mishnah that even in a case where a person could have taken care of it before Shabbos and he didn't, it's still permitted to be matzah the neder on Shabbos. Okay. So the Mishnah says that there was a story shepokaku esamor that they blocked up the window b'tefiach with this earthenware vessel, the kasher is a makeda, the gemi. They took a different type of earthenware vessel called the makeda. They tied it up with a gemi, and they put it into the gigas to see if the gigas has a pesach tefach. So what was the story? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Hilkati Kitano, Hoyasa Ben Shnei Batim. There was a path in between two houses. The Tumah Hayis Hashem. And there was a Tumah's mace there in that space. The Gigis Siduka Munachas Agabon. There was a barrel which had a crack down the middle of it. Which was some way it was in the air above, it was across the tops of the two houses, and it was immediately above where the mace was. So Rashi learns that the mace was under under the crack. I can't tell you a picture 100% exactly how you fit a mace under the crack, how large this crack of this gig is, or how large this gig is. But Tosis has this problem in Rashi also. So the first thing they did was pakuas a maor b'tefiach. So they blocked the window with a tefiach, with this earthenware vessel with, facing out. And a klicheris was only mekabel tumah from inside, not from outside. So the tumah's mace was now just basically coming towards the back of the kli, so the kli does not accept tumah, and therefore it can block the tumah.
What's the window? Sorry, why do we need to close the window?
You have a house here and you have a house here.
Yes.
You have this gigas across the two roofs.
Yes.
You have a mace beneath it.
Yes.
There's a window here.
Yes.
So the tumah is going to go up, reach the gigas, spread out, and enter the house through the window. Mm-hmm. Why am I getting this strange look? So I want to block the window, therefore, that the tumah will not come in.
So, two questions. First, it's the first time I've heard of tumah from outside going into a house. To a maze.
Well, it won't go in unless they share a roof. They share something. Well, change the scenario. I have a mason room A, and the door is open. Mm-hmm. It's the same roof. It's going to go out of that door into the hallway, mm-hmm. Right? That's the problem you have in the hospitals, right? You have if there's a nifter in one of the rooms, you know, the whole floor is gone, right? So it's the same.
But just that one floor doesn't go up and down.
It could go up and down, right? Depending on the doorway situations. So over here it's sharing, it's equivalent to sharing a roof, because you have this gigas now, which is extending above the mace, acting as a canopy over the mace, right now bringing the tumah directly to where the window is.
Oh, so the gigas is at the same, the gigas is physically directly, the edge of the gigas is physically directly above the window as well, as being above the mace.
So correct.
Three have to be in vertical alignment.
Correct.
Horizontally, not
correct.
Vertical.
Right.
And the gigas, I guess, has a minimal width in order to count as a.
The width is a tefach. Not very significant.
Pretty minimal.
Right.
And then even if you block it, I mean, presumably the mace was there first. It either went in or it didn't go in, and blocking is b'diavad.
That's always the mace is about to be nifter, or the case was that they took out whatever was tummy there, they wanted to be able to bring other things in. You know, there's always possibilities why they would be motivated to do that.
But the idea is that they took this dying body and put it outside.
Why are you assuming that the person
they talk about it being outside? I mean, it's a little strange if they would take a dying body.
Who said they took it outside? The guy had a heart attack and died in the middle of the street.
Well, they were talking about what they could do before Shabbos, but they couldn't sort of.
No, this is on Shabbos. This is.
Okay.
Okay.
So they could have just died there, laid down and died.
I mean, the more saying a story, which happened. The more is not saying we should do this, you know, the more is just telling you what happened. So the first solution that they used was they were poking the maor b'tefiach. The second thing they did was a kasher as a makeda begemi. Now I'm assuming that what happened, next step was they went up into the roof. And they lowered down from the roof through the crack in the gigas, this makeda, which was also a type of earthenware container, attached to, so they tied it with gemi, which gemi is like it's not a rope, it's some type of a pliable reed. The point being that's not something you're going to be mevatel there, so it's not a problem of being kosher it there. And they put it through the crack, and they knew the width of their makeda was a tefach. So they wanted to see how wide the crack was. Leidim yesham begigas pesach tefach imla. They wanted to know if the crack was a pesach, was a width of a tefach or not. So they had this great idea. We know that we happen to know that our makeda is a tefach wide. Let's put it through the crack and see if it goes through or not, thereby measuring the crack. Now, what did they gain by the fact that it's a pesach? Why was it relevant that it was a pesach tefach or not? So that's Tosis and Rashi discussing that. Let's see in Rashi. In other words, it's not so poshut. Tosis doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Hilkati Katano. Shvil Kotin Ben Shnei Batim. So there was this little, small path between two houses. The Gigas Stuka Munachas Agabov. And there was a Gigas with a crack which went over this path. By Mace Multiba Hilkati, and there was a mace beneath in the Hilkati. Tachas Agigas, beneath the Gigas, Kenegat Hasedik. And he was basically beneath the place where the crack was. Before the mace died, so they decided to put this keli in the window. It's called a mor because it was made to allow light in with tefiach. Because shema ein begigas sedek gigas pesach tefach. So maybe the opening did not have a width of a tefach, the opening of the gigas, the crack. So the mace is in a space where the tumah cannot escape upwards because the opening is not large enough.
There's a halacha. If you have case over there is there's two rooms or two houses, and there's an opening in the wall. So the size of the opening, which that allow tumah to go from side A to side B. So the crack is, let's say you have two houses and there's an opening which is the size of a pinhole. Tumah doesn't go through the size of a pinhole. So what is the size which is necessary for tumah to travel from side A to side B? So that's the mission over there. Chersh ben shnei batim machnesus tumah letzad sheni b'miloy egref, the size of a fist. And their window was larger than that. Now, actually, the Mishnah over there says that, I don't know, it's interesting where Rashi chose this case. Well, Agrav, the Mor says it doesn't mean the size of an average fish, it means the size of the fist of a certain person named Ben Batiach, who was a bandit, and he had a very, very large fist. So the Mor says that's all talking about, the Mishnah says that's all talking about a window which was not made intentionally. Of course, it was the case where there was the case which the Mishnah gives an example was you had walls made out of limestone, and the limestone with water drips there, so it dissolves it, and on its own an opening appeared. If you made intentionally, the shear is smaller. Pesach Tefach, which is the shear, which is smaller than that. So I don't know, Rashi throughout that mission anyway. So the point being that since there's a hole there, the tumah will transfer from outside under the gigas into inside the house. And as he put, the fikach sasmuhu b'klicheres, they blocked it with a klicheres, v'gaba k'negad ahilket, and they put the back of the klicheres, the outside of the klicheres facing towards the tumah. And Kikharis enamatame migabai. Kikharis does not accept tumah from its the outside. It's outside. Because it's therefore it will block the tumah. Because the rule is any kli which is tame does not block tumah. So if the kli had become tame itself, you put any other type of kli besides a Kikharis there, which accepts tumah migabai, so the tumah would come to the window. and the kli would become tumme. Once it becomes tumme, it doesn't block the tumme. But kli cheres, since it doesn't accept tumme from that side, from the outside, so it'll block the tumme. Then rekasher makeda, she recovered tefach. They took a makeda which was a tefach wide, the gemi, and they tied it onto a gemi. Later, if it would end, if it were able to lower it through the crack of the gigas, thereby knowing that it has a, the crack has a width of a tefach. Now, what was the need for that? Masechtas Oilus Shaninu. Chiluk Baruba Besecha Ba'ayis. The case over there was an Aruba, a skylight, which is inside. And there, it's in the house, and there's a tumah there. Kazayis of the maze, let's say, was there. Miksasa keneged aruba, miksasa besech abayis. Part of the tuma is under the open air going up outside of the house, and part of the tuma is in the bayis. So the Mishnah over there differentiates ben yesh baruba pesach tefach, lein baruba pesach tefach. So the Mishnah differentiates over there between the size of the opening. That'll make a difference whether the tumah will stay in the house. If the size of the opening is less than a tefach, Rashi seems indicating that the tumah is, we consider as if it's closed, it's too small, and therefore the tumah is within the house and it'll spread out to the rest of the house. If the opening is a pesach tefach, so we say whatever is under the opening is not in the house. It's not under the roof of the house. It's under airspace. So that tumah. So if there's not a kezias of tumah left under the roof part, the tumah will not stay in that. Will not spread out to the rest of the house. That's a rush. Is a v'niyat lo yechol to the hoven boy. I didn't understand exactly the point. So I don't feel too bad because I don't understand the point either. I'll tell you why in a second. Gemi Rashi says, why do we discuss Gemi as opposed to something else? Sharon the Michael Behema, it's something which can be used. It's not usually used as a rope, it's used for food, for feed for the animals. And you will not leave it there to stay as a permanent knot. That's why it was put to the puddock. It wasn't going to be a permanent knot. And also the reason is the minate kishayavish, when it dries out, it pulls apart. It falls apart. So Gemi had the advantage that it wasn't going to be, there was no issue of potential keter shakayama that we should make a gzera. Now, Tosfos has a problem in Rashi, in Rashi's pshat. Like I told you, that issue of the first of the lock is if there's a gzais in a mace directly under the opening, and the opening is less than a tefach, the lock is the tumah does not spread into the house. Even though the opening is less than a tefach, if it's directly under that opening, you can measure that, and it's not in the house, so the tumah stays. This tumah does not spread into the house; it's not under the roof of the house. So even though it's less than a tefach. And that's what Farish over there in the Mishnah. The case where it differentiates is a case where the kezias is partially the kezias is partially under the opening and partially not under the opening, and the opening is less than a tefach. That's the place where it differentiates. And then, furthermore, let's say you have a case where you would have a crack which ran the whole length of the roof. And tumah is on side A. So the door part of the house is on that side also. Because the door isn't, that makes things more complicated. But so side A is tumah, and side B is not tumah. And there's no difference whether that crack is a tefach or not a tefach. Tumah can't pass from side A to side B if there's a crack down the middle, which it means there's no shared roof from side A and side B. because there's a crack, a total. There's an opening down the middle where there's airspace all the way down the whole thing. But if you have the tumah which is partially under the airspace and partially under the non airspace, so we consider it the gabi the lachas of. It's a bit less than a tefach. It's not significant that it's kilo. It's under the roof. So well, if you have a mace over here, and the opening is we're not sure if it's a tefach or not less than a tefach, but there's part of the mace under the is under the gigas still. So what exactly is this nafkamina? So the whole pshat in Rashi is very difficult. In Rashi, I think Rashi is saying he had him a suffering as a bayim. This is the pshat of the Gemara. I don't understand it exactly how this pshat works in the Gemara. So Tesis brings a pshat from the Ben Chananel, a different pshat in the Gemara, but the Rashi pshat is difficult. Ben Chananel's pshat I don't understand either. So it's not a good way to end the Masechta.
Just thinking that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Zok Gemara. Ula ikla the bay reish galusa. So Ula came to the house of the exilarch. Chazel the rabba bar Rav Huna the Yosef ba avona demaya. Come moshech le. So Rabbi Rav Huna was sitting in this bathtub. Rashi says it was a barrel, which is full of water, and he was. Because Rechitza B'Tzernan is Mutter, Medina the Gemara, Rechitza B'Tzernan is Mutter in a barrel. Because Mashallah, he was measuring the barrel. Amrlei, Ula said to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Eimadam Rabbanan Medina the Mitzvah, Elav Mitzvah Mi Amr. That which the Chum allowed Medida was only because there was an element of mitzvah. The Mishnah says, Moedin Shabbos, you see, you're allowed to measure on Shabbos. Well, it says, yeah, you're allowed to measure if there's a need to, if there's a mitzvah, if it's something which is necessary for a mitzvah, Hechos Tumen Tahara, etc. Just to measure, like, you can't measure. Samalei, Is Asik Ba'alma Anwa. I'm just doing it. So Rashi, Bavona, well, the Gigas Malayamim, we're sitting in this barrel which was full of water. Misasek Shalotzarich Ella the Asuke Balma. I had no need to do it. I was just doing it to get myself busy with something. Which means, the other round, Medida, which has a purpose, but it's not a mitzvah, is Asur. The way Rashi learns, but just, hey, how long is this table? Okay, measure it. Like, it has, it's not, the Isser is because it's like the part of the process. Measuring is it goes under the umbrella of business practices. It's all part of the idea of you measure things. And if you're measuring for a purpose and it's not a purpose of a mitzvah, so it goes under the umbrella of business practices. You stop playing because you need to do something with your time. That's not the Isser. That's a Rashi lens. The language of the Ben Chanan, when he says, I'm not really having kavana for Medida. Just I'm like, you know, doing this. You know, you think I'm measuring. I'm just like, you know, looking at my fingers. You know, he wasn't really doing an act of measuring. Okay.
But to use a kli, to do that measuring would
according
be a
to the Ben Chanan, right?
I mean, it would be a problem of a, you know, just moving something for no reason at all, right?
Right, according to Rashi, yeah, correct, right.
So the Rashi would learn; he would just using his parts of his body maybe to measure.
I would assume so, yeah. And that actually brought halacha. If I recall correctly, I don't remember. It's the only sheet that definitely brought a sheet that was that medida shal klum is not aser. Similarly, we had the halacha over there before of discussing things you're going to do, or things that you've done, which are Dorm Shal Mabekach, was mutter. That didn't go into the issue of business.
Which or what?
Discussing how much you paid for something when it's a totally irrelevant point wasn't the issue of discussing business measures. Discussing something which would be in a, which still has relevance, so that was also that goes under the umbrella of the deeper of business. But to tell you how much I paid for something, and it's a totally irrelevant point, the more it says Shal Mabekach, the more we didn't answer it.
So that's okay.
We didn't answer it.
I'm talking how much my grapes cost, so we're sitting eating grapes. I mean, that's not really all that.
Well, it depends. If it's going to be relative, oh, that's a great price, I'm going to go buy some, that's
yeah.
a problem.
Oh, I see. That's almost anything with money, though.
You know,
that'll be the sales over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, but, you know, if it doesn't have any significance at all, it has any, so it just, it's dumb, you know, it's just a conversation piece, or it's just measuring, so there's such a concept that that's going to be a recurring rational, that's motu. Hadol Mishahirshich, Stikolo Mesach to Shabbos. Okay.